Hello everyone, my name is Lilia Nikolaeva, and welcome to episode 2 of my series for my Parkinson's disease podcast. In this episode, we are going to be talking about all of the genetic aspects of Parkinson's disease. We will be covering if Parkinson's disease is a genetic disorder, mutations of Parkinson's disease, why men are at more risk for developing Parkinson's disease, and genetic treatment options. First off, is Parkinson's disease genetic? Parkinson's disease is assumed to have both genetic and environmental factors. There are some cases of Parkinson's disease that have cases of family history in which family members in the past have had Parkinson's disease. However, there have also been cases where no past family history of Parkinson's disease occurred, but someone still inherits this disease. These cases are called sporadic cases. Of course, all diseases have to start somewhere, and these sporadic cases could lead to a long line of genetic inheritance of Parkinson's disease for future offspring. Although most cases of Parkinson's disease occur in people whose family line did not have an inheritance pattern of Parkinson's disease. Next off, we have mutations of Parkinson's disease. People who have inherited Parkinson's disease is likely to have a mutation in their genes. Mutations in these genes can also cause sporadic cases of Parkinson's disease. These mutations can happen in a variety of different genes. These genes include the LRRK2 gene, PARK7 gene, PINK1 gene, PRKN gene, or the SNCA gene. However, there are different inheritance patterns for the different mutations of the genes. Mutations in the PARK7 gene, PINK1 gene, or the PRKN gene are classified as an autosomal recessive pattern. An autosomal recessive pattern means that two copies of the gene in each cell are altered. In most cases, the parent of an individual who has inherited Parkinson's disease will carry one copy of the mutated gene, but will not show any signs or symptoms. Mutations in the LRRK2 gene or the SNCA gene are classified as an autosomal dominant pattern. An autosomal dominant pattern means that one copy of the mutated gene is enough to cause Parkinson's disease. In most cases of autosomal dominant patterns, a person who has inherited Parkinson's disease also has a parent who has Parkinson's disease. Next off, why are men at more risk for Parkinson's disease? There have been several studies that find that Parkinson's disease is 1.5 times more likely to affect men than women. There are different theories as to why that is. A few of the reasons are that men are exposed to more toxic chemicals or have more head injuries from the jobs that they do. Another reason could be simply that estrogen may be protective to the female nervous system. And last, another reason is that the male gender is simply a risk to Parkinson's disease. Last off, we are going to be talking about genetic treatment options. By using gene therapy to boost dopamine levels, the symptoms could be lowered. Another benefit of gene therapy is that it is used to target specific locations on the brain. According to an Al Forum article, a study was done that included gene therapy on people with advanced Parkinson's disease. In this study, a dopamine promoter was used on patients. The treatment improved the quality of life, had fewer side effects, and improved motor functions for longer periods of time. Thank you all for listening, and tune in next time for episode 3 of my Parkinson's disease podcast.